When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello!
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I thought we'd talk about aliens, because outer space is cool, and outer space research seems to be doing an uptick recently. So I've always been wondering, especially since I saw the movie Arrival, how would we communicate with an alien civilization that came to Earth?
Badly.
Yes. Well put.
I'm sure we give it the good old college try.
Yeah, we'd probably like give some like binary and end up flipping them off, and then they blow up the planet. That's probably.
I mean, see, there's a lot of alien communication movies out there, right? Like, and it seems like somehow we always are able to like come to like a common language and like talk to each other, which just seems unrealistic. Like the idea that other life forms have evolved even just to have like the same like vocal cords and ability to make sounds seems ridiculous to me. But I think the best one is probably like the thing that seems most accurate is like Mars Attacks. And like that movie does not go well for the humans. But I feel like that's probably the level of communication we would be at.
Bleeps and chirps.
Ack, 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 ack. Yep.
I feel like if someone has technology to come to another planet, they've probably heard our radio broadcasts that have gone out through space and probably are prepared if they're going to meet us.
Yeah, I definitely want, if we're going to chat with some aliens about, you know, serious issues, I want it to be aliens that have put in the work to learn English, the national language of Earth, and are ready to talk. Sound like a California newscaster and just talk.
Just tell us about how nice the weather is today.
Yeah, totally.
Chrissy, you have anything else?
Nope, I'm good. Thanks.
All right, what do you think technology would be like? Like, what would change?
I mean, I'm just assuming that any other life form is probably superior and that everything changes and that the only people that are safe are the people that I've invited into the bunker, because the outside world is, you know, for the aliens now.
What if there's some kind of like turtle or shell-based alien life form that has better bunker construction methods?
No.
Chrissy, I'm sure all of our listeners are wondering, what does it take to get an invitation into the bunker?
You know, like a good solid degree in some sort of life-saving something. Like, probably needs doctors and like somebody that can figure out how to grow plants underground. So, you know, like I'm in it for survival. So also like probably be good at like games, because if we're in the bunker for survival reasons, it's going to be in there for the long haul. So, like, maybe, like, some Magic the Gathering players. Yeah.
You can submit your resumes to whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm if you wish those to be reviewed.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally into reviewing resumes for the bunker.
I'm sure Chrissy would also just incorporate any turtling technology that came to Earth. She's very up on all of the latest turtling fashions.
It's true.
What if they bring in, like, better bunker busters?
I'm just hoping that they just don't even notice me.
A good bunker is a hidden bunker.
Yes. Yeah, I've taken great precautions to be as invisible as possible, so.
When you're in the bunker, you won't even know.
It's true.
What do you think the biology of aliens would be like? What would that be? How would that interact with our world?
when people start smooching the aliens, we're probably going to get, like, space mono, and that will definitely impact the workplace. Everybody's missing work because they kissed an alien. Staffing, that all that lost productivity thing they have whenever a new video game is released, or, you know, a new TV show comes on and people stay up late to watch it and they call in sick the next day. That's going to be even worse when people are actually sick from making out with space people.
Space mono sounds horrible.
The making out doesn't sound too bad.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it sounded like it was all consensual.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I of course. If there's weird tentacle face aliens, I don't think anybody's going to make out with them unless, one, the tentacle face alien is cool with making out with this weird, flat, two-eyed human face, and the human is also okay with making out with tentacle face.
Maybe they're good making out.
Consensual alien smooches.
It's an important thing. Also, biological features that work together, like, you know, they don't have acid saliva or other things, like the tentacles accidentally, like, release horrible spores. Yeah, gotta make sure everything matches there.
It's true, there could be some unfortunate accidents that just...
But we'll only find out by learning.
Take it slow.
Yep. If they look like moths, maybe let someone else go first.
Definitely let somebody else go first.
Do you think they'd be friend and foe if they come to Earth?
I mean, it's gonna be one or the other.
Yeah, space doesn't have frenemies.
Mm-mm. Could you expand on that, Jeremiah?
Yeah, there's something about the cold vacuum of space being just outside your house that keeps you from putting people on edge or negging or being a passive-aggressive shitmonger, because they can put you out the door into eternity pretty easily, I imagine. So you'll either get a spaceship full of people who are very nice to each other and then want to be nice to us, or a spaceship full of people who have made a grudging alliance in order to come defeat us.
What do you think it'll be the first time?
I mean, I have this feeling, I am of the opinion, as the person I am, and I think that probably aliens they're either already here, or they just don't exist anywhere. And since we currently do not appear to be enslaved to another alien race, unless we're currently living out the Matrix, and with the aliens instead of robots, like, I think they're probably friendly. Or they're just, like, really in it for the long game. Like, really scheming. Super scheming aliens.
What if they just have orange skin and have really bad hair?
That's a really good possibility.
Like a lizard person is just trying to figure out how to do a person suit, mm-hmm. and just messes it up.
Just horribly.
Leaves it in the lizard person easy bake oven for too long.
But, like, doesn't realize it, so they think they look fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly what human looks like.
You have to be confident when you're going out amongst all your humans.
I mean, in your human suit. About dominance displays, and that is something that the lizard people excel at.
It's true. So what do you think alien fashion would be like?
Well, the lizard people wear human suits.
So, like, human-y? But, like, literally human-y. Not, like, what we wear, but, like, actually us.
It's like you can get those t-shirts that have sleeves that are long sewed onto the t-shirt, so that it looks like you've layered your clothing, mm-hmm. but it's really just sleeves sewn onto a spacesuit or like a t-shirt, right? So when the lizard men show up, they are definitely going to be wearing people suit that just have like suits or shirts or some kind of fabric-like material that's sewn on there. Or it's just that the suit is the suit part and there's like fake human bits on the edges of the clothing,
yeah,
so that they don't, you know, waste material.
Or it's like, you know, like those like really long t-shirts you can get in places like warm places that have like pools that look like a person with a bikini, or like a guy with abs, or like the ones that look like just like a tuxedo like drawn onto a t-shirt. like that. You'll just see, like, all of these, like, people wandering around, big baggy t-shirts.
The people just don't quite fit.
Yes.
Well, Christine and Jeremiah, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Please give our audience your fond farewells.
Well, everyone, I personally want to believe that they're all, the aliens are already here. But, you know, I think that the best course of action for all of us is to just welcome them to our planet and then to be really nice so that they're not mean and they don't bust my bunker.
That's really weird that you should say something like that, because I was just looking at Wikipedia under the reptilians entry, and it says that they're shapeshifting reptilian humanoids from the Alpha Draconis star system that are now hiding in underground bases. And you have an underground base.
So I think it's time to say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight.